Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with some of the headlines that are now in the news on this Friday. The United Nations will resume sending aid into southern Myanmar after the ruling military junta seized food and health supplies that could have fed and cared for 95,000 people. Myanmar officials say they wanted to handle the aid relief efforts. The UN says the shipments will resume on Saturday. Meantime, the White House confirms Myanmar will allow one U.S. cargo plane full of supplies to land there on Monday. The streets of Beirut are quite deserted as government soldiers back away from militants. Hezbollah militants took control of western Beirut today. Soldiers went to the offices of pro-government political parties overnight and persuaded gunmen fighting Hezbollah to leave. At least 11 people have been killed and 44 wounded in the fighting in Lebanon's capital since Wednesday. Another superdelegate defection from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama. An Obama campaign aide confirms the switch. Congressman Donald Payne of New Jersey is the third person to leave Clinton for Obama in the past 72 hours. Obama is campaigning today in Oregon ahead of the May 20th primary. Now, Clinton has campaign stops in Oregon and also Kentucky a little later today. Senator Clinton is urging supporters to ignore the calls for her to quit. She promises to keep going, and Clinton is counting on a win in Tuesday's West Virginia primary. Facebook.com has agreed to dozens of new safeguards designed to protect children from sexual predators, online bullies, and fraud. The social networking site has agreed to ban convicted sex offenders from using the site and to make it more difficult for older users to search for Facebook users under 18. And you could call that a sign of tough economic times, higher gas prices as well. The iconic Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is shrinking. Check out the new one. You can see it there, made by Mini Cooper. Oh, that is cute. Thanks to the higher gas prices, it's now a 15-foot hot dog on wheels with, of course, a lot better mileage. And it is still an eye-catching ride. Well, those are the headlines for you at this hour on this Friday. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.